No, I would really be inclined not to write.
Because I'll tell you, you know, I mean, a long time ago, I didn't feel that I was making anything. I didn't have that feeling that I was making anything. Consequently, I was very happy. And then, now, with the possibilities of hearing my music, it becomes obvious that I made something.
Mm.
And it has left me very unhappy. And it's as if I'm in a state now where I have this burden, the psychological burden of making something. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And it's a very unhappy burden.
But that's only the case when you're thinking about it. When you were talking a little bit earlier about the piece which you're writing now, it didn't sound like a burden at all. It sounded like an experience full of wonder. The way you were talking about the woodwinds, wasn't it?
Yes.
And the fact that they might come, they might begin it when the structure was completed. Hmm? It didn't sound like you were talking about a burden. When you think about it, then it could be a burden. But when you're doing it, I don't think it is.
Well, then let me put it this way, that as you get older, you develop a certain consciousness that you could fall on your face in some way. And I'll put it again another way. Last year, Leon Kushner asked me to speak to his composition class at Harvard. And when I went in, I looked at them and I said, how many here know how to write a bad piece? And nobody knew anymore how to write a bad piece. They didn't know how to write badly. They all knew how to make pieces. Oh, I suppose what's really troubling me is this thing that I think has come up in all our talks, this whole business of being in the world. This whole business of naming it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to name it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that marvelous myth of Ixion?
Mm-hmm.
That's why, in a sense, I was aware of that when I wrote Ixion for Summer Space.
Yes.
Where this man has a very beautiful horse, and he didn't want anybody to steal it. This is one of the myths of Ixion. And so he decided that he wasn't going to give it a name. Zeus saw the horse and stole it. So Ixion ran all over the place looking for the horse, but he couldn't call it, you see. It had no name. That's the basis of the story. Ixion got involved in other adventures, but that's the basis of the story. And there is something about not being in the world where what you do is not named.